There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in. Hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. I had to get on the road, so I threw the G-Code Contact Series Traveler's Bag in the back of the car, along with an AR-15 that matched everything I was wearing, and I was ready. I was ready to go. It's very important that you color coordinate everything that you take with you, by the way. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Out there in the hinterlands, there are a great many podcasts, but, you know, when I was starting my podcast, I wasn't nearly clever enough or anything. The part about it that is interesting is it's the first term I ever heard, because my uncle told me a long time ago, an armed society is a polite society. However, that's not the only place you can find my guests. You can also find them at ClashDaily.com, AmmoLand.com, SlowFax, his blog. I'm sure he gets reprinted all over the place. In any event, joined again by Rob Morse. Good morning, sir.
It's great to be with you on a Monday, Bill.
I think so, too. Can we turn him up just a smidge? Give me a backwards count from five.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Stereophonic. I'm liking it. Anyway, what's been up with the polite society and everything else since I was, well, it's only been a week.
Has it
been
a week or 2 weeks? Yeah, we cut another show yesterday.
Okay.
Missed you. It was great having you on.
Yeah. I enjoy being on. I'm always uncomfortable being a guest with gun people, because it's a lot harder to be a guest with a gun person than it is, say, with some of these other just conservative talkers who, you know, let's face it, they don't really know what they're talking about when they have me on. So they make me look really good.
Right. Well, you had to up your game to be with us. That's awesome.
Right. I did have to roll. I had to roll straight and narrow with the right amount of spin to make a strike. So I don't know. I don't really know how that worked out, but it was good to go. Anyway, now one thing that I have noticed, your colleague buddy, the cigar chomping, gigantic handgun waving, Doug Giles, I'm sure he's been looking at this whole Cecil the Lion thing.
Oh, he's gone nuts on it.
Yeah.
For one, Doug is a hunter and avid conservationist. Well, and he's joined, for example, by other people you might know, like Michael Bain.
Yeah.
Who said if we stopped hunting Africa, most of the exotic species would become table meat in a week.
Well, you know, here's the other thing. In Africa, well, and let's face it, if somebody goes to Walmart, they're not going to find too many things made in Africa. One of the big, I think it's like a $500 million industry. Big game hunting is a $500 million industry, and a lot of that money goes to conservation of these very species that they're talking about. Well, you know, he shouldn't have been lured away.
Well, what's amazing, I mean, let's turn the tables. Let's call it America. Suppose people were coming to America. Elephants would be a pain in the rear if they were in my yard or yours. Lions would be a danger to you and my family. The reason you and I would tolerate them is people are willing to pay $500 million a year to come photograph them, stalk through our bush, and maybe take a trophy home.
Well, here's the thing about hunting a lion. No matter how you hunt a lion, I've always thought that there's a small chance that while you're hunting said lion, he might turn the tables on you at any given moment and consume you.
Right.
Which means everybody back home is, while they're waiting for that email or that text message, you're a lion snack. And they're making, I don't know. I don't know what to make of this. If it had been like a koala bear, okay.
Well, in Australia, koalas are roadkill most of the time. That's the
right.
But what bothers me is so much of that outrage is somebody killed a lion, and people didn't bother to get all the facts before they voiced an opinion. The world's cheapest thing is an uninformed opinion, particularly on Facebook. That's one of the reasons I called my blog Slow Facts. If you want fast opinions, go to Facebook.
I just have this thing about if I were going to hunt, I'm not a hunter. Mm-hmm. There's a reason I'm not a hunter. It's not because I'm out there saying, well, it's not very sporting to climb up in a deer stand and coach yourself in deer urine and wait for hours for one deer to come by and then kill it with a rifle that could shoot something 3 miles away. It's not because of that. It's because when I was in the military, they used to make me get up in the early morning hours in very uncomfortable circumstances, and they would make me go out and do these things. They would say training, and they would say, oh, it's a good day to be training. Well, we'd be miserable. And now that I'm no longer in the military, and I've been out of the military nearly four times as long as I was in. But now that I'm out, I just opt not to.
There's a reason they call it convenient food and fast food, and it doesn't start off with you and I grabbing a rifle and having to take to the bush.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought I was pretty sure that Doug has been having some fun with that.
Well, and his daughters as well.
Yeah.
Particularly Regis. She was out there. There are pictures with her and her kills.
First of all, if somebody comes to me and says, Bill, we'd like to take you out Cape Buffalo hunting. Cape Buffalo kill cars, don't they? I mean, they can kill just about anything that they want to try to kill. They routinely kill lions that are hunting them. Did we just lose him? We lost Rob. I hear some Skype things happening. Yeah, I'm not too much in for the hunting as far as... But that's the only thing I would hunt would be the apex predator. What we got going on with the Skype line there, dude? I think we got Shane. But I don't have Rob anymore. I just have the Skype sound. Hey, you know what? I'll move on. In the meantime, we'll just move on to something else here while we wait for Rob to come back. And what we're going to move on to, and maybe we'll cover this with Rob too. One of the things they try to do on a regular basis is to subarm us. They want to take away actual effective weapons. Like I did a little video for some things I'm doing with WORD. Just explain why I carry what I carry. I don't own a revolver, not because I don't like revolvers. I don't carry a revolver or own a revolver because, one, I would never carry it. If I owned it, it would sit in the safe. And that's the saddest thing to do to a gun. Guns are meant to be fired. So the last time I had a revolver, I put it with somebody that would use it, and I carry semi-automatics. Semi-automatics are very effective. They're very fast. They've got their stuff together, and, they have a higher capacity than most of these revolvers that you can carry. They're small enough to carry. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Maybe we'll get Rob back as well. Who knows? It's live radio. Well, on a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought you to you by G-Code. G-Code is the only holster I run when I have a choice. Sometimes they don't make the holster for the gun I'm running, which right now what I'm thinking about doing is packing everything up and going and shooting a video unannounced at G-Code. We'll find out if they're listening today. Unannounced at G-Code and just show up, hand my gun to Jesse Lockhart, the Kydex Meister, and say, make me something. And see what he does. See how he innovates, because that's Jesse's in charge of the innovation there with the Kydex. Anyway, check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Big shocker, while we're using the Skype connection to talk to Rob Morse, of course, it drops out and dies. See, that's how that's supposed to work. It's supposed to work instantaneously and let you know what I feel about it. So now dealing with it in a more traditional manner, I am joined again by Rob Morse. Good morning again, sir.
Good morning. I think we have the Dixie cup and the strings straight and tight. This should work.
Yes, yes. Simple ways are always the best anyway. I mean, and you know.
as you were talking about your military service, it's hard to mess up two rocks, but sometimes we manage.
Yes, it is. But anyway. Have you noticed how whenever they come off and want to discuss gun control and everything, the first things they want to ban are the most effective self-defense tools we have. Have you noticed that?
I think they ban the boogeyman of the moment. Talk to Ronnie Barrett. A gun is either too big, or talk to people who, I mean, they originally banned a bunch of the Glocks because they were too small. Of course, these same firearms that are either too big or too small or too powerful or too quiet, well, it's fine for the police to have them. It's you and I who are perceived as a threat.
Well, however, aren't you and I 30 times more likely to encounter a criminal than a cop?
Absolutely. That's a beautiful statistic, because it drives the point home. A criminal engages some 20 to 30 civilians before he finally bumps into a policeman. So the bad news is we're the leading edge of law enforcement. We're the bleeding edge of crime control. And it's not that I want policemen to be hurt or disarmed, but we will be the first people at the scene of the crime.
Well, I think as far as, you know, one of the martial arts I really admire and the people who actually employ it is called Eskrima. Which is a Filipino Eskrima. It's a Filipino stick fighting. You're familiar with it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, walking about daily with my Eskrima sticks, armed with my Eskrima sticks as a self-defense measure, does mean I'm armed, but it doesn't mean that I'm armed properly. And that's the whole premise behind walking about armed, isn't it? To be armed properly to deal with every threat to a certain threshold and below, not below and hope that you can catch a break going up higher.
Yeah, what do they call? Hope is not a plan.
Yeah. Unless you're in the Marine Corps. That's the new Marine Corps plan. Did you see that?
That's risk. Just speaking of which makes you and I think of Chattanooga.
Yeah.
It was wonderful to hear the wife of the was he lieutenant commander?
Yes.
A guy who broke the official rules, brought his personal weapon onto government property, and it was not the recruiting center, but the Navy Reserve Center that was then attacked by this Muslim terrorist. And he fired back. He had the tools, the intelligence, and the determination to defend himself and the men under his command.
That's not a new thing. I was doing that in the 80s, and I'm pretty sure everybody I was hanging out with in Germany in the 80s was doing that. I mean, I was doing it in the 80s in Germany.
Right. Which was hard to do in Germany. What's amazing is to watch the Obama administration wrap themselves in a knot trying to go, well, we'd really like to prosecute this guy and make an example of him. But that would make us look like the biggest buffoons on the planet. How can we just screw him up gently? Because we're going to prosecute him. No, we won't. Yes, we will. Maybe we will a little. It's been amazing to watch.
Well, I mean, he has something, officers have something called an OER. I don't know what they call them nowadays, the officer's evaluation report. I'm fairly certain that he's gone as high as he's going to go in rank, so he may as well just make plans. But they shouldn't prosecute him because he did what anybody should be able to do. And, I mean, the military is always the only ones that are supposed to have a gun. Unless they're stateside, and unless they're not involved in combat, unless there's so many unlesses. The only time they actually, you know, I saw a cartoon, I actually published it on the Facebook page, where you've got two military combatants in a horrendous firefight, but they're able to shoot back, and they're saying, isn't it good that we're not back in garrison and unarmed and helpless?
And helpless. Well, think of it. You and I felt exactly the same way when we read about some Domino's pizza delivery driver trying to make a couple bucks at night.
Right.
And the guy gets, you know, carjacked or held up. And then you watch the pizza companies do the dance. Well, we'd really like to fire this guy, except what he's doing is dangerous. And what some of the most horrific crimes you've seen have been, a pizza driver. In one case, even a pizza store owner goes out, does a delivery, and gets killed. Deliveries, I think, are the eighth most dangerous business in the United States.
Yeah, the really dangerous on-the-job, hazardous jobs have nothing to do with being a cop or being a military member. They're things that you wouldn't think are normally dangerous. But I just look at all of this stuff and their attempts to sub-arm us, or in the case of the military, to disarm them altogether as if they're all wing nuts.
Yes. Well, we've militarized, we've weaponized every aspect of the federal government. So if it can be abused, a politician has decided it's to his advantage to do it. What's really a shame is there's no prohibition. There's no embarrassment. I mean, obviously, if every Democratic a voter was in the military, they'd want to have them armed. But predominantly, they're not. This is politics by another means.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're going through something right now. Back in the 80s when we bombed Libya, we had a bunch of Arabs going around in Europe trying to harass military members. And that was what caused me to start carrying a gun. Because they actually came to my house one time. And I was asleep. I'd been on charge of quarters for 24 hours, and I was dead to the world. And the only reason that it didn't go any further is because my wife and my German female landlady, they were quite fierce. They held everything back. You hang on for me. We're going to be right back on a Monday with my guest Rob Morse from the Polite Society podcast. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. I've never talked that much about the Scorpion line because the Scorpion line is actually, it's the next iteration of what Kydex should be, especially if it's going to carry ammo. And it's from G-Code. And it's not one piece of Kydex. It's multiple pieces put together and held together. Go check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from the Polite Society and ClashDailyCop.com and AmmoLand.com and some other things. And I think you've got some stuff that you want to talk about and you tried to send me some. Is that what you were trying to send me? What you want to talk about? Well, we're going to have to talk about it because I can't pull it up right now.
Okay.
Too many computers, although we do have it now. Is this call for us, Shane? That's hold on hold? Or not? No, it's gone.
But did he fall or did you push it?
No, I think what we need to do, Shane and I especially, what we need to do is we need to negotiate a deal where we get paid by the wrong number. Shane, can you work that out? Because you're up there and I'm down here, and you've got more opportunity to go broach that idea. I just think that would be a good idea. What do you think? Good idea? You like it? There you go. That's what I like about it. Anyway, what have you got on your mind that you want to talk? First of all, let's talk about what you do. Okay, let's talk about what you do. One of the things that I got to be a guest on. On the Polite Society podcast, which is sort of a it's a panel podcast, which I find to be very entertaining, and you guys get together and you hash it out. You put it together, and you guys never fail to trend a little higher than I do. Did you know that?
We are a bunch of... I think you're looking at the wrong statistics, Bill, but
okay.
Thank
okay.
you for the compliment.
Sure, sure.
What we do, we're a bunch of guys who follow the news of civilian self-defense. And finally, we started talking about it amongst each other, emailing back and forth, and we said, you know, we should share this. If we're interested in it, I bet other people are too. So we look at the politics. We look at the failures and successes in civilian self-defense, and we do a short segment on defensive gun use. Because
right.
if you ask anyone in the media, well, that doesn't exist. Well, we remind people who are willing to listen that it happens every day, that a good guy with a gun is a very valuable part of society.
I wasn't complimenting you, by the way. I was complaining. No, I'm serious. Every time I go look, the only place that, you know, actually puts statistics up about on-demand broadcasting is Stitcher.
Uh-huh.
And on Stitcher, you guys trend higher.
Wow.
Bet you didn't know that, did you?
I didn't, but we don't have a terrestrial station like you do either.
Well, that has nothing to do with how you're trending on Stitcher.
No, it doesn't.
Believe me, I sit around racking my brains trying to figure that one out. But I mean, okay. It's not necessarily that I'm in competition. What I'm pointing out is that, you know, there are a great many different ways for people that want to own guns to get their information nowadays. Some of it on demand, some of it, you know, terrestrially put together on video. And you guys are throwing some of the fare out there, and you feel this little niche, like you're talking about with civilian defense. Do you ever get any pushback? Do you ever get attacked over this?
We will occasionally get someone who will make a sort of an outlandish claim. We
right.
try and take it at face value. If they don't call names, we can deal with misinformation.
Right.
When you start attacking character, then we'll mock you and ridicule you and send you on your way.
Which is something that podcasters do really well.
Well, the good news is we have a week to wind up.
Yes.
So you can get a week's worth of invective.
Mm.
I have an article about the press that I want to drag in front of your audience.
Sure, go.
You would think, just like the Kate Steinle murder in San Francisco, where this poor woman was murdered in a tourist venue, you'd think that the press would sort of catch on that law and order has some pretty ragged edges in the San Francisco Bay Area. But this press photographer was robbed of his equipment again, right across from the San Francisco Criminal Court, which is a little bit like, you know, getting mugged next to the police station.
Right.
And he's not alone. Camera crews from at least three different of the major news services in San Francisco have been robbed. For a while, they were sending out armed guards with the video crews. And while they were doing that, guys tore into their van and robbed their van. one guy had the unfortunate experience of actually being robbed twice.
Right.
So this is in a anti-gun state, in a anti-gun, virulent anti-gun city. I think there are two concealed carry permits in San Francisco. One of them has to be a politician. And these guys are seeing what that looks like.
For those who don't know, I mean, with a press photographer that's out there, they're running cameras like the Nikon D4S or the Canon 1DC. And you're talking about a camera, like in the case of the Canon, that is $10,000 just for the camera without a lens. So when these guys are getting robbed, this is a major theft. And some of these guys run around with two or three of these things. And it's sort of, what are the San Franciscan cops doing? Are they standing there like taking bets? See, that guy, he's got three of those things. Let's see how long he lasts.
Well, what's amazing is this puts a lie, labels as a lie, the notion that the police will be there to protect you. Really? You're getting robbed across the street from the courthouse. Uniformed officers are entering and leaving. By the time you can protest, get their attention, they come over, the deed's done.
Right.
I mentioned earlier that you and I really are, just as in medical response, the first person on scene and the first responders. It's amazing to me. I'm gonna monitor fairly closely to see if the press, you know, considers this a wake up call and has to change their tune about civilian self defense, particularly in the Bay Area.
Well, I mean, being the first responder is a natural response. It's a natural instinctive response. If somebody's coming at me head on, I'm jerking the wheel. If I'm starting to fall, I'm trying to catch it. If somebody else tries to fall, I try to catch them. I mean, it's, and
right.
I don't sit back there and formulate anything. I'm not getting back and considering anything. It's just something that happens. So, and in two instances where self-defense has presented itself as something I need to get involved in, I have pulled the weapon and stuck eyeball to barrel with the would-be assailants and given them enough time to reconsider. And thankfully they did. But if they had not, well, the interior of my milk truck would have been decorated on the passenger side.
Yes. Yep.
So, you know, and that was my natural response. That was my natural response. We're coming up on the next break, the last break, actually. Tell everybody how they can find Rob Morse and what he does.
I'm at the Polite Society Podcast, which is unimaginatively politesocietypodcast.com. I'm at Clash Daily with Doug Giles, at Amoland, and at my blog, slowfacts.wordpress.com.
And Clash Daily, which I find Rob to be quite animated and amusing, but at Clash Daily, he's the tame guy.
Yeah, I'm the little guy in the bow tie hiding in the corner.
Yeah. We're going to be right back. My guest this hour from all of those things you just heard about is Rob Morse on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Tactical Holsters, I became aware of them, oh gosh, nearly 4 years ago. And I've never looked back because every one of the ones that I have still work beautifully. And I can't even tell they've aged. Some of them I beat the living tar out of just to see what happens to them. Nothing happens to them. Lifetime warranty, hard as a rock. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from all kinds of places.
The Polite Society Podcast.
The Polite Society Podcast and Flash Daily and Ammoland is Rob Morse. Rob,
you on a Monday, Bill.
It is good to have you. You say something that really resonates with me because this is something that gets up my craw, okay? You talk about let's call it what it is, shall we? You talk about the apathy, or you bring up the apathy amongst gun owners in general, because most gun owners, while I have no doubt that they're patriotic, I have no doubt that they're good people and everything else. There's a big portion of them. As a matter of fact, what would the percentage be? Can we say about what? Probably 96% of gun owners in the United States today are not participating.
Yes.
They're not participating in any sort of process at all.
they can't cough up the $15 a year to join one of the big three national firearms organizations.
Right.
That would be the NRA, Second Amendment Foundation, or Gun Owners of America.
Now, here's the thing about this. Now, the NRA, I don't agree with everything the NRA says. However, like the NRA pops up from time to time doing the right thing. But most people on their best days are doing nothing to try to further the effort of the Second Amendment. Even if it's, I mean, you write about it in every venue you can have, and you do a podcast, and this is not what you do for a living. This is not how you derive your income. You actually have a job, and yet you do these other things. So I would have to look at Rob Morse and say, participating. I'd have to say that.
I think I fill that checkbox. Yep.
Yeah, you do. But a lot of people just sit around and complain, don't they? They complain about this, and they complain about that, and, you know. Does that bother you as much as it bothers me?
Well, watch. We just had We watched firearms owners sit on the sidelines in Washington State as they passed mandatory background registration.
Right.
Similar things happened in the last election in California. They happened in Oregon. You have to be present to win, just like for some raffles. Well, politics is the same way. You win by showing up. You know, you and I could look at this apathy and say, oh, that's really bad. It's an opportunity. Can I tell you how?
Please.
Okay. Recently in Mississippi, the voters are so frustrated with the same old canned politician that there was some political hack that they were running in a Democratic primary for governor. There was a guy who just threw his name in. He's a truck driver. He spent zero on his campaign. He was elected as the Democrat who will appear in the gubernatorial runoff because the Democrats are furious with the hacks, just as the Republicans are. Now, here's what I want you to imagine. Imagine that had been one of your listeners. You have listeners in Mississippi. I do. Imagine one of them had just thrown in his hat in the ring. Then his voice would be the voice changing the public debate. You have to show up if you want to win. You have to enter the ring. So actually, this apathy inspires me. It means there's room for our listeners, for guys like you and me to make a difference.
It inspires me, but at the same time, the one of the things it does is it infuriates me because with some of these folks, and I have lots of interactions with them, I'll get out there and I'll make a suggestion, and then I get told that I should, you know, why are you doing this? Shouldn't you know better than that? Shouldn't you know? Here's my thing. I'm not really afraid to do it because I've already thrown my hat in that ring in the past, and I still have that same mindset. If it comes to a shooting thing to make sure that the United States remains the United States, I'm in. I'm in altogether. I don't want it because a lot of people I know are going to die. A lot of people that mean something to me are going to die. I probably am going to die. But there's a big difference between me being out there saying, I am trying to do this, but in the background I realize it may come to this. Now, this is me being all in. These people that get out there and, you know, I'll say, well, do this. Well, why? Why? It's all fixed. It's all this. It's all that. You know,
they have a thousand excuses.
Yes.
Phil, you and I have sat behind a clipboard registering voters at gun shows. There are guys, we're asking them to vote. How benign, how easy, bring some sunscreen, get it done. I've done it over and over, and bless their heart. A lot of them step up and say, oh, you're absolutely right, I should do that. In fact, it's important that they do that. And, you know, if all it takes is a clipboard and a smile, that's a victory.
Well, you know, I know that there's voter fraud that goes on. I know this, okay? But when people get out there and say there's voter fraud going on, it's this, and it's the election machines and everything, and then I look at it, and according to the data that I see from sources that I may trust, and it says there's a 30-some-odd percent turnout of eligible voters turning out to vote, my question is, does it matter how much voter fraud there is, since not everybody's participating? Now, if they got out there and said 97% participated, and everybody you know say, I voted for candidate A, and everybody they interview on TV voted for candidate A, but we're looking at candidate B, who's the new president, then I got something. I've got my suspicions and, you know, all of my misgivings, they all come forward. But we haven't existed in that dynamic in a very long time.
No, we haven't. We have a lot of energized voters, Bill. Yes, there's apathy. Yes, there's frustration. But I think a lot of us are shocked. They tried to cook the frog too fast in this administration.
Yeah, they
did. We've seen Chicago politics on a national scale, and it offends us. It offends our sense of fair play.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I think the big example should be the smoking crater that is Baltimore. That's liberal politics on parade. Chicago has settled down. This normal thing where, you know, just black kids getting shot in the front yard for playing basketball in the front yard and the crossfire of the gang violence. That's regular daily news. Baltimore was supposed to be going through this resurgence and all this other stuff, and now they're smoking crater because of the nincompoops running the city, and, you know, now we've got this prosecutor who's out there trying to defuse the situation by bringing a prosecution that's going to go nowhere. And then what? When that prosecution dies, does the rioting start again? Because the cops have already pulled back. They're not out there playing no more. They have depoliced Baltimore.
The prosecution bill is a smokescreen. It's a distraction.
Sure.
I have a very similar situation going on in L.A. where 100,000 gang members were having a little online contest where they said
the kill game,
100 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fortunately, they're running behind their rate. It's about one person every other day.
Yeah.
But what's amazing to me is the city council in Los Angeles then said, oh, let's reduce magazine capacities because the real problem is civilians with standard capacity magazines. Yeah. And everybody's going, wait a minute, you drove industry out. You saw unemployment soar. You saw addiction soar. You saw broken families. You see this huge resurgence in immigrants and immigrant gangs. We don't need immigrants to do that. We have enough of our domestic gangs as well. And you're going after firearms owners.
Have you not moved out of California?
Pure distraction.
Have you not moved out of there yet?
I'm in boxes in California right now.
Okay. We're going to run out of time. Before we run out of time, you can find Rob at ClashDaily.com, Ammoland.com, the Polite Society podcast. You will hear him here again. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. We will be back in about 22 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.